When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there. Shut up, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Father, we will worship you. Thank you because you are here. Matthew 6, 33. When you are there. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The Lord bless his word in the name of Jesus. Very quickly speaking on the blessing of dedication. The blessing of dedication. Want to understand the blessing of dedication? Want to understand the dimensions of that blessing of dedication? And we also want to understand the way to the blessing of dedication. What is the blessing of dedication? What dimensions do we have to it? And what pathway will take us to the blessing of dedication? The Bible makes it clear that dedication is key to additions in life. Dedication is key to additions in life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. Additions follow dedication. The things that are valuable for life, the things that are profitable for life, the things that are valuable for life, profitable for life, are added to the life of the dedicated. Everything that makes for a comfortable and fulfilling life are added to the life of the dedicated. Examples abound throughout scripture of people who were dedicated to God and the additions they experienced in life. I'll look at five examples. Number one, Abraham. Abraham's dedication to God set him apart from others in his family, ushered him to the realm of wealth and greatness. You know the story of Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 3. Genesis chapter 13 and in verse 2. God called Abraham in chapter 12. Abraham became wealthy in chapter 13 and in verse 2. Genesis 24 verse 1. God blessed him in all things. Genesis 24, verse 35. Everything exploded in Abraham's life. He was the first person in his family, literally the only person, to experience God to that dimension. to see that realm of wealth and greatness and increase by his dedication. I believe there's somebody seated here today. Your dedication in your father's house shall set you apart. That amen could have been better. I believe there is someone seated here today. Your dedication in your community, in the whole of your community, is going to put a seal of greatness on your life. You believe that? Say it louder. Amen. Example, the Levites. Number two, the Levites. Dedication to God separated the Levites unto God for service. Distinguished them among the tribes of Israel. And caused God to become their possession. Dedication to God separated the Levites unto God for service. Distinguished them among the tribes of Israel. And made God to become their possession. When Moses came down from the mountain and the children of Israel were worshipping idol. In Exodus 32 and in verse 26. Moses spoke and he said, who is on the Lord's side? Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. We are on the Lord's side. The outcome of that, Numbers chapter 18, verse 21. God said to him, and behold, I have given the children of Levi the tent in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Who is standing with God? We. And God said to them, for standing with me, I separate you to myself. But that's not all. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 8 to 9, God said to, and at that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand to before the Lord to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day. Wherefore Levi has no part, no inheritance with his brethren. Simeon, this is your inheritance. Judah, this is your inheritance. Reuben, this is your inheritance. Gad, this is your inheritance. Naphtali, this is your inheritance. Zebulun, this is your inheritance. Benjamin, this is your inheritance. Joseph, this is your inheritance. But Levi has no part, no inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance. According as the Lord thy God promised him. You can show me your land, the one you have. You can brag about your car. But I want to brag about my God. That is Levi. I know you have an aircraft. I know you have landed properties. I know you have cars and everything you want to have. But God is saying to me, I am not giving you material things. I am dashing you myself. That is what it pays to stand by God. That is what it pays to stand with God. There is no limit to what God can give a man that is donated to him. Alpha and Omega. The beginning, the end, and everything in between. Say, I dash you myself. The creator of the heaven and earth, the custodian of all wisdom. The ancient of days, ageless, dieless, changeless one. The one who does not know what it means to lack. That is how people deprive themselves of possibilities when they limit their dedication to God. How far you want to go with God determines how far God will go with you. To take a stand with God is to stand out in life.
Levi had no age mate in Israel, no contemporary. A little child of the tribe of Levi can sleep inside the ark, and that is his sleeping place. The eldest man in the tribe of Reuben touches the ark, he dies. God says, I give them my presence. I dash you my presence. And I give you anything I have. Is God speaking to somebody here? Don't waste your life pursuing the things that money can buy. Don't waste your time pursuing the mundane things of this life. Waste your time pursuing God and waste your time pursuing El Shaddai. He will give you himself. And you become like a mystery to people. Some people ask people like us and they say, what did you do for God? Why is it that God makes everything to work for you? Mysteries, we dashed ourselves to God longest time. Without looking back, without any consideration. While people were spending their youth on other things, we spent our youth on God. Hallelujah. That was Levi. Number three example, Job. Dedication to God made Job the greatest and wealthiest man in his generation. Job had such a dimension of the blessing that his resources filled the land. Job chapter 1 verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the east. Jump to verse 10. And Satan began to speak to God. Hast thou not made an hedge about him? Does Job fear you for nothing? Didn't you make a hedge around him? And around his house? And around everything that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. The land is filled with his results. Why? He was a man that feared God. He was a man that eschewed evil. He was a man that reacted against evil. His stand was known. Everybody knew Job with God and knew God with Job. There are people who go to church today, only them know that they belong to God. Only them know. Their friends can't even tell that they belong to God. Not to talk of their enemies. Only them know. Even the devils are not sure who they belong to. Even angels are not sure. Job was a man with a notorious godly identity. What did I say? Notorious godly identity. An identity with God that was... There was no devil that could claim that he does not know that Job belonged to God. Everyone knew. And God said to Job, you are known with me publicly. I will identify also with you publicly. For people to know what God can make out of a man who does not hide his relationship and identity with God. Ask every witch in Abuja, they will tell you. Every witch in Nigeria, they will tell you about our identity in the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Look at your neighbor, say, it pays to serve God. And say to somebody, it costs to serve the devil. The whole of the east, Job was the greatest. There are people from the east today that God will make great men and women because of dedication to God. There are people from the west and the south and the north and from the community you are that God will make notorious for good. You are among them. Shout the loudest. Amen. Number four example was the example of Solomon. Dedication to God made Solomon to be the wealthiest and the most outstanding king. Not just of his time, but of all times. Solomon became the wealthiest and the most outstanding king. Not just of his time, but of all time. How did he do that? In 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 3a, Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. If you stop there, it's enough. Walking in the statutes of David his father. Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. It's enough. It's enough title for a book. Solomon loved the Lord. And in verse 4, he offered 1,000 burnt sacrifices in his love for God. For that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar in his love for God. What was the outcome? God came to him and said, what do you want? Long story made short, by the time God finished answering Solomon, in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 and in verse 24, Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. And as they came, they brought every man his present, vessels of silver and vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices, horses, and mules. He read year by year. Somebody say amen. And Solomon loved the Lord. When people talk about you, what will they say you love? Well, many of us, what we love is obvious. The man loves cars. He loves to watch movies. He loves to talk. He loves gossip. Loves vanity. But for Solomon, he loved the Lord. Later on, he diverted into the love of women. Later on. And that became the end of his story. But his beginning, Solomon loved the Lord. Am I communicating? Question to ask yourself as you will go out of here today. If the Bible were to be written again, what will they say that you love? What do you love? Who do you love? The man loves sports. Manchester United, Arsenal, Chelsea. The man loved to gamble. He can pay anything for dress. Likes cloth. But Solomon loved the Lord. That was his qualification as king. If you are ready to spend and be spent on God, God will be ready to spend and be spent on you. He said, draw near to me, and I will draw near unto you. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? So as you go home today, after this service, tell God to point out to you the love of your life. What is your love? What is your first love? It's a mark of your dedication. What is the love of your life? What captures your fancy? What tickles your enthusiasm? What caused the energy of your life to rise? There are people, they are so dull until you begin to talk about sport. They come alive. They are so dull until you begin to talk about cars. They come alive. They are dull until you begin to talk about latest fashion and latest hairstyle. They come alive. They are so dull until you begin to talk about money. What is it that makes you to come alive? Am I communicating? It determines what God can do with your life. Solomon. became the greatest and the wealthiest king, not just of his time, but of all times. The record of the temple of Solomon, nobody has beat it yet. There is no billionaire in the world today who can put all his money together that is equivalent to the amount it cost to build just the temple. I think the highest billionaire is $100 and something million. When they quantified that temple, it was in billions. Not 100, not 200, not $300 billion worth of today's dollars. In fact, that times dollars. That one man used to build one temple. Because everything was gold. Everything was gold. I see God about to lift you. If you are that one, you say a loud amen. If you are the person God will lift, you shout the loudest amen. That was Solomon. And finally this morning, I will go to King Uzziah. In 2 Corinthians Chronicles chapter 26, King Uzziah. Dedication to God made King Uzziah to connect popularity, authority, prosperity in his generation. Popularity, authority, prosperity. 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 4. And then verse 5. And he did that, talking of Uzziah. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. He did that which was right. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. How prosperous was Uzziah as long as he sought the Lord? Verse 9. Moreover, Uzziah built towers. This man is building skyscrapers in his time in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall and fortify them. Also, he built towers in the desert and dig many wells. For he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, and vine dressers in the mountains and in camels, for he loved husbandry. Keep going. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, companies, battalions, according to the number of their account by the hand of Jael, the scribe, and Maaseiah, the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600. And under their hand was an army, 300,000. I don't know how much is the Nigerian army today. And 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. Almost 400,000. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones, equipment of war. Now look at 15. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon bulwarks to shoot arrows. Engines shooting arrows. That looks to me like an armored personnel carrier, or looks to me like an artillery weapon or something. That invention happened in the days of this man to shoot arrows and great stones with her, and his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. That is where you want to stop. Because from verse 16, the story went downward. That story went down, but I'll stop there. Do you understand what the Bible is saying? This man pursued God. He pursued God until God picked him. He gave him authority. He gave him popularity. Gave him authority. Gave him prosperity. Look at your neighbor. Say, you are not wasting your life pursuing God. You are not wasting your time. Say you are not wasting your time. See, don't let any devil tell you that you are wasting your time. We have not wasted our lives. We haven't wasted our time. We haven't wasted our energy. You are not wasting your time. And for as long as you will not forget the God of your making, you will not forfeit your making in life. Say that again. For as long as you will not forget the God of your making, you cannot forfeit your making in life. You know why I said so? This man pursued God until he was marvelously helped and he became strong. If you read verse 16, he became lifted up with pride. Place it on the screen. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. For he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And he was not a priest. And the priest stood with him and said, it appertaineth unto you. It appertaineth not unto you to burn incense, O king. You are not a Levite. The altar matters belong to the priest. He took upon himself the duty of the altar because he's big and he's a king. When they said it to him, he reacted and he said, who told you that? And the priest said, no, you can't do that. While the word was on, leprosy came on his head. Woo. And Uzziah was wrought and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wrought with the priest, the leprosy rose on his forehead before the priests in the house of the Lord from beside the altar. And the priest told him, run out of here, you are a leper. And he himself hastened out. And as the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. They are pushing the king, the president, out of the church. Yet he himself hasted also to go out because the Lord has smitten him. When he died, they couldn't bury him where they buried kings. They buried him in a several house. God raised him and he became bigger than the God who raised him. Pride goeth before destruction. A haughty spirit before a fall. There are those who are so committed to God when they were nothing. When God began to make them into something, they became too big for God, too big for church, too big for pastor. They even want to give pastor direction. That was what Uzziah did. I needed to pull this in, so that you don't hear the half of the story. God raised him, but he became too proud. When you become too big for God, you are too small to be up. Every time a man, a woman has become too big for God, he or she has become too small to remain up. A crash is inevitable. Somebody say amen. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, I receive the grace to serve you with all my strength. I receive the grace not to fail you. I receive the grace to remain with you. You believe that, say aloud, amen. You believe that, shout the loudest, amen. You believe that, shout the Lord most, amen. Take your seat. That man had more military force than the Nigerian army. Yet, they couldn't help him when he went against God. You will not fail
you will not fail.
In our place, they say it's not good to know a person twice. That is, we knew him as a normal person. Next time we are knowing him, he's a madman.
It's not good.
We knew Uzziah as a normal person. Now we are seeing him as a leper.
It's not good. May your identity be consistent. May what we know of you be consistent. May your life be consistently good. May your life be consistently beautiful. May your life be consistently prosperous. May the things we hear out of your life be consistently positive. May we not hear stories of calamity and disaster off from your life. May it be consistently positive. Every negative story that the enemy might want to generate out of your life or anyone's life here, we declare it canceled. In the name of Jesus. You believe that? Say a loud amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord to be your friend. Whenever Lord, you are looking for a friend. Make me Lord to be your friend. Make me Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord to be your friend. Whenever Lord, you are looking for a friend. Make me Lord to be your friend.
Again.
Make me Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord to be your friend. Whenever Lord, you are looking for a friend. Make me Lord to be your friend.
One more time.
Make me Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord to be your friend. Whenever Lord, you're looking for a friend. Make me Lord.
Abraham was a friend of God. And David also.
Make me Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord. Make me Lord. To be your friend. Whenever Lord, you're looking for a friend.
Sing it one more time.
Make me Lord.
We've seen the example of Abraham, the friend of God. We've seen the example of the Levites, the example of Job, the example of Solomon, and the example of King Uzziah. Now, what are the dimensions of this blessing? Number one, exemption. When God blesses a man, he exempts you. That is, your case becomes different. Different from your family members. different from your community. That was what happened to Abraham. That was what happened to the Levites. Exemption. Number two, distinction. You stand out. God causes your life to stand out. You don't die under. You are not undercover. Exemption. God gives you exemption, gives you distinction, gives you provision. Number four is greatness. That is, the Bible says concerning Uzziah, his name spread abroad. You become known effortlessly. You are not struggling to be known. But because you know God, God makes you known effortlessly. And number five is influence. You command, you are obeyed. You speak, you are heard. Influence. There are people who have money but no influence. There are people in positions of office but no influence. But you command followership effortlessly. God gives you influence as a blessing for being dedicated. He gives you exemption as a blessing. He gives you distinction as a blessing. He gives you provision, prosperity as a blessing. He gives you greatness as a blessing. He gives you influence, the command of followership, as a blessing for being dedicated. In the course of the month, we shall still look at dividends of dedication. What it profits to be dedicated, some of this may still come up. But this is the blessing of dedication. And finally this morning, what is the way of the dedication that provokes the blessing? The way of the dedication that provokes the blessing. One is unwavering, unquestionable obedience to God. Unwavering, unquestionable. God said it, you said it, yes, sir. Like Abraham. Genesis chapter 12. Unwavering, unquestionable obedience to God. You are not negotiating with God. You are not overanalyzing instructions. You are not in argument with God. Your will is buried in His will. Unwavering, unquestionable obedience to God. That was Abraham's life in Genesis 12, 1 to 3. Number two, is a public stand for God. Like what the Levites did. A public stand for God. Visible representation of God. We saw that in Genesis chapter 32 verse 26. You are not, your identity for God and with God is not hid. There is nobody who knows you who can claim he doesn't know you with God. A public stand for God, visible. This is a kind of dedication that makes God bless people. That makes God give you exemption, give you distinction. Give you prosperity, provision, gives you influence. A public stand for God. Visible representation of God. Number three is committed service to God. Committed service. We saw the Levites also in Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 8. Committed service. Where you live to serve. And the most critical service, like we have said, is the soul winning service. Serving God. Not just sitting in church as a bench warmer. Not just satisfied to come to church every Sunday to feel good. But you are bothered about the souls of others. Committed service to God. Number four, the reverential fear of God. Where it is clear that you fear God. Concerning Job, the Bible said he feared God in Job chapter 1, verse 1. And the fear of God is to hate evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. So you fear God, you hate evil, you live upright. That's dedication. Nobody can claim to be dedicated to God who does not fear God. The fear of God is not in their heart. They might come to church, but they don't fear God. The reverential fear of God. Number five is affection and passion for God. A heart that beats after God. We said, saw that earlier on. In 1 Kings chapter 3 and in verse 3a, Solomon loved the Lord. He loved the Lord. Where you know the devil knows, those who know that you love God with a passion. Affection and pursuit of God. And number six is giving and sacrificial living. Dedication to God that makes a person to connect with the blessing has to do with giving and sacrificial living. That was what brought God to the scene. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 and 5. Solomon was a sacrificial giver, 1,000 burnt offerings. There are those today who are battling with paying of ordinary 10% tithe, ordinary. We left the realm of tithe longest time. Longest time. 10% cannot be what we give. No, impossible. Far beyond that. Somebody say amen. Giving. The Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be. So if your heart is with God, your resources will be with Him. If I know where you spend your money the most, I know where your heart is. Anywhere you spend your money the most, that is where your heart is. There are people who cannot send money to their father in the village, but they have enough money to buy a woman a car in town. You understand what I'm saying? They have enough money to even build a house for a minstrel in town. Father is suffering in the village, so their heart is not with their parents, their heart is not with God, their heart is captured probably by a Jezebel, a Delilah. Any whatever commands your resources has commanded your affection. There are people, their money is in the beer parlor. They can donate their life. When you go to an alcoholic joint, if you go to preach, not to drink. You see people ordering beer en masse for their colleagues on the table. That's a normal life. Boss, have you taken anything? He said, no. Nothing. He said, why? Please serve me one bottle there. They are very generous at that place. Wife may be at home looking for food for the next meal. But colleagues, drunkious colleagues. What did I call it? Drunkious. I think that is English. Drunkious colleagues are benefiting from their alcoholic benevolence. Are you following what I'm saying? So anywhere your heart is, anybody who claims that his heart is with God and doesn't know what it means to honor God with their resources, he doesn't know God yet. The heart is not there. That is number six. Giving and sacrificial living. And number seven is the consistent pursuit of God. The consistent pursuit of God. I said consistent because there were those who pursued God yesterday who are not pursuing God today. We saw that in the life of King Uzziah in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 4 and 5. He sought God in verse 5. He sought God in the days of Zechariah. By verse 16, his heart has become lifted. He has faced another direction. God was no longer in his shadow. May you never come to the point where you slow down in your pursuit of God. Somebody say a loud amen. May no level of prosperity destroy your prayer life. I haven't heard an amen louder. May no level of authority or promotion in the office destroy your fasting life. May no level of business or money making destroy your attendance to church. I was talking with a white man the other day who came here to visit us. And he said, since the COVID, most of their churches in America are not functioning physically as it should. So I told him that was the aim of the COVID, to destroy people's spiritual life. And he said, mostly they are doing Zoom meetings now. So I told him, the Bible said, they go from strength to strength. Everyone before God appeared in Zion, not appeared before Zoom. He said, what? I said, the Bible scripture cannot be broken. There must be a physical appearance in Zion. Do not forsake the assembling together of yourself. Hebrews 10:25. As the manner of some is. He said, I am taking this scripture to America. He said, I'm going to share it with them. He said, I will just share it with the people. I will share it. That the Bible didn't say as many as appear. Say, don't, some of you are seated at home now watching television. It's a shame. On Sunday morning. Of course, except if you have no facility to be there. Or if for one reason or the other, you can't be in church in the morning. But others are physically in the presence of God. You are crossing your leg in front of television, watching, and then you say you are in church service. It's not scripture. Do not forsake the assembling of yourself. You say we are come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the general assembly of the church of the firstborn. We are come to the spirits of just men made perfect. Innumerable company of angels. It's a physical location. And I'll be talking about that more this month. Don't let any level of money, influence, position in the office make you too big to be physically present in Zion. The reason why there was so much victory in the early church is that every time the doors of the church was open, they were there. They met in the temple and from house to house. So they were knocking the devil on every side. Today, I have a new job that cannot make him come to church. I have a new this that cannot make me attend service. I have this that I cannot. I have this. I tell our people, I said, on Sunday morning, do church service before you make any travel if you have to travel on Sunday. Honor God. Honor God in that physical presence. And see what it does to your life. May you come to the point where nothing destroys your consistent pursuit of God. I've been pursuing this God, fasting, praying, and all these things since university days. My wife is with me here, and she has observed my life for 30 something years. There has been no drop in this pursuit. The kind of fasting I have never done, even while I was in the university. Drastic ones, I did it many, many years later. I'll tell you some stories later on. Am I communicating? When I see people that are robust, I said, I wish I'm like you. Because I would do a very long fast. Before people catch me, I have finished. Because in those days when we were on the 21-day fasting,
by the eighth day, by the seventh day or eighth day of only water. So yeah, he's doing dry fast. So skinny. Before you know, the face is going in. And then, oh Lord, everybody has caught me what I'm doing. Do you understand what I'm saying? By the mercies of God, God has helped in that tenacious pursuit. May no realm of growth, of money, of finances stop you from pursuing God. This morning, the blessing of God is changing your life. Stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet and let's appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the I Am that I Am. Worship Him, honor Him, adore Him, magnify Him. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Adonai. Was anybody blessed by the message? Were you blessed? Overblessed? Lift your hands and appreciate God for this blessing of the of dedication. Honor Him, adore Him, worship Him. 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 Magnify Him for His word to you today. Be glorified, Lord. Be honored, Lord. Be adored, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me. I am grateful to you for your word to my life. Be glorified, Lord, for a day like this. I receive this word with thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. In Jesus' precious name, Psalm 63. Verse 8. He said, my soul followeth hard after you. You know what they call hard chase? The way they chase a criminal. Hard. No break, no allowance. Total tackling until you catch him. My soul followeth hard after you. I am not backing off. I'm not backing out. I'm not giving it up. I'm not giving in. Whatever it takes, Lord, I want to catch you. And he said, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, and you shall seek me, and you shall find me, you shall catch me. When you pursue me with all your heart, Abuyedeko read this passage many, many years ago. And while he read it, he said, the Lord spoke to him and he said, the harder you seek me, the higher you will fly in life. The harder your pursuit, the higher your flight. Father, I don't want anything to stop my pursuit of you. I want to pursue you with all my strength. You are going to lift up your voice and pray this prayer after me and say, Father,
I pray
for the grace
for consistent
and continuous
pursuit.
Consistent,
continuous,
tireless
pursuit of you.
Lift your voice and say,
Father,
I receive
that grace
for consistent,
continuous,
tireless
pursuit of you.
I receive
that grace now.
In the name of
Jesus,
open your mouth and pray.
Jesus,
precious name.
Remain standing, people.
We are going to
pray for Nigeria.
And as you know, the days are approaching.
Am I communicating?
Last week we saw,
I sought for a man
that will stand in the
gap.
And we are going to
stand, we are standing
in the gap.
He said,
whatsoever you
bind on earth
shall be
bound in heaven.
Whatsoever
you loose on
earth
shall be
loose in heaven.
The Amplified
said,
whatever
you agree
that is legal
on earth
shall be
accepted as
legal in heaven.
But
whatever you
forbid on earth
shall be
forbidden in heaven.
We are
about to
declare some things
legal
and we are
about to forbid some
things.
But before then,
let me
give you some
food for thought.
Part 2.
Food
for thought.
Vote
values.
Please take your seat
1 minute.
At
the heart of
leadership
is
the heart
for followership.
A
heart for people
is the
crux
of
leadership.
Loving
people
is the foundation
for
leading
people.
Leadership
expert John Maxwell
said,
people don't
care what you know
until
they know that you
care.
Leaders
must be touched
by the
plight of the
people,
because
what touches
you
determines
what
and who
you can touch.
You
can't touch
people
until their
pains
touch you.
What
moves you
determines
what you can move.
If
the problems
of people don't
move you,
you
can't move
those problems
of their
lives.
Now, there
is a connection
between
feeling
and
healing.
What you
feel
determines
what you can
heal.
The
reason why
there is no
healing
for the
people in our
land
is because
there is no
feeling
for the
people
and their
problems.
Today
in our nation,
we have
leaders
and aspiring
leaders
who have
zero feeling,
zero
care,
zero
concern
for the
people and their
challenges.
They are neither
touched
nor moved
by the
challenges of the
people.
We
have the terrible
fuel
situation,
cash
situation
in
the nation currently.
It has
elicited
no concern
from
leadership
or
those aspiring
to lead.
I went on
evangelism
yesterday
and
people were
asking me,
can you give
us some
cash?
That is
on the evangelism
field.
We've seen
videos of
people who strip
themselves
naked
in
the banking
halls
looking for
money.
They
are nowhere
to be found
in
seasons
of
natural
disaster
or catastrophe
in
communities
or
regions
of the
country.
They
flood
in
Bielsa
the other
day
and all
of that.
You can't
find them
there. They have no heart, no empathy, no compassion to visit with refugees in IDP camps across the country. They have neither concern nor compassion to visit with victims of terrorists or banditry attacks in communities across the nation. No heart. They have neither enough sensitivity nor humaneness to speak out against the massive killings, kidnappings, banditry, terrorism perpetrated against innocent citizens of the country. Not a word of condemnation or action. Yet, they want to lead the country. Especially those whose tribesmen, and you know what I'm talking about, have severally accepted responsibility for various barbaric, disastrous, atrocious, and destructive activities in the country. The same ethnicity and tribe that is in power today. They intend to step into authority so that their people can continue destroying the nation from where they stop in the current administration. God forbid. Since their value for their people is usually higher than their value for the nation. The truth is today, many aspiring leaders have various reasons for their aspiration. There are those who want to bear the title of president by all means, since they have corruptly amassed enough wealth to last their generation for a lifetime. There are those who want power so they can have immunity from prosecution for corrupt practices. There are those who want power so they can remain relevant, since they are totally irrelevant outside of power, because they don't have any productive, meaningful, eventful life outside of government office. They are totally useless outside of government office. And there are those who want power because they claim it is their turn. But it is their turn to do what? Their turn to continue ravaging and destroying the country from where the last person stopped. Not that they care for anybody. And then there are those who want power because they have perfected and they have been successful in the control, the manipulation, and the domination of both the people and the financial resources of their states for decades. Since 1999, they determine who goes into power, who does not go, from the local government level all the way to the governorship level, even to the National Assembly. That is, they literally, practically control both the people and the wealth of a state. They progress to the control of their region to a great degree. And now, they want to extend their control, manipulation, and domination to the whole nation. That devil is a liar. For the sake of clarity, please listen to this. The combination of control, manipulation, and domination is the definition of witchcraft. Control, manipulation, domination, that is witchcraft. Thus, having successfully bewitched and diabolically brought a whole state and to some extent a region under their control, they now want to extend that control to the entire nation. Somebody shout, God forbid. This explains why the people of a land or a territory who celebrate and glorify their exploiter, an enslaver, that is witchcraft, functioning in docility, like slaves who fell in love with their chains and became willful worshippers of their slave master. Only territorial bewitchment can explain that. Only territorial enchantment can explain that. Charm is working. Witchcraft is working. A spell is in the air. But I stand with an apostolic and a prophetic mantle. And I say the charm has spoiled. The spell is broken. The yoke is broken. The state and the region is liberated. Friends, the above reasons are some of the reasons why some people aspire to get into power. They don't love anybody for any reason. That is why they want to get into power at any cost, including the flow of human blood and the loss of lives. That is why they will hire an armed thugs to fight, to kill, and do everything abominable on their behalf. There was a video where one of them was telling his supporters and followers to do whatever it takes to win the election. Do whatever it takes. That is whether people like it or not. Do whatever it takes. That devil is a liar. Before I conclude, I have this caution for the youth. Don't kill yourself for any wicked, evil, devilish politician. They are not worth your life. A couple of them are generational liabilities. Human disasters, worse than natural disasters. You confirm yourself to be the most stupid and useless human entity on the earth. If you allow yourself to be killed, so that an evil, wicked, heartless, valueless man or woman will win an election, they don't deserve to contest at all. How much will they pay you to go and die the needless, useless, profitless death of a fool? And after you have died, who will spend the miserable blood money you were paid? Caution yourself. Caution your brothers. Caution your loved ones. Send the message to the grassroots. If you have any brother or relation who is a known thug, caution and counsel them against needless death. Because if the thug dies, nothing stops for the politician. They won't pause their activities for a second. They won't mourn. It won't be a part of their agenda for a microsecond. No condolence or empathy with the thug's family. It won't be different to them from the death of a fly. Be advised. If they think thuggery is good, let them employ their children. Their biological children can become thugs. Their sons, their daughters, let them push them to go and die. Not other people's children. People, in conclusion, vote value. Vote leaders with proven heart for the people. Who will feel what the people feel? Who go where they are? Vote leaders who are moved by the plight of the people. Vote leaders who have human sympathy and compassion. God help and bless Nigeria. Stand up on your feet, people. Now, if INEC is ready, every attempt for the postponement of election shall be rejected. Massively rejected. If the elections are credible and we trust God to be, every attempt at an interim and arrangement shall be resisted. Lift up your voice.
Shabagos epusana katarabina kato. Shite kete kera We are taking back Nigeria. In the name of Jesus. Psalms 24 and in verse 1, the Bible says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Lift up your voices and say, Father,
thank you
for your help and mercy that we have experienced in Nigeria so far. Father, we ask that you will confirm in the election season that Nigeria is yours and the fullness thereof. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Again, Father, thank you for your help and mercy that we have experienced in Nigeria so far. Thank you. Father, we ask that you confirm in the election season that Nigeria is yours and the fullness thereof. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices, make that a prayer. Nigeria is yours and the fullness thereof. Becoming trusted again in our nation. Latiga Baradada, Ele Peradada, Joga Peratala Bragadia, Ele Pashadada Ruazalada Bara, Ele Tecada Baradada La Bragadia, Ele Shadada Baradada Baradada Baba, Pipela Tora Tecabada, Ele Pisa Rada, Ele Talura Minada. Nigeria does not belong to an entity, does not belong to a group of persons. It belongs to you. Oh God, we are not a fruitful in this giving of elections.
Jesus, we are praying. Genesis 11, 7 and 8. He said, go to, let us go down, God speaking, and they confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build a city. Lift up your voices and say, Father, we ask for the mystery of Babel, the spirit of confusion and internal confrontation in the camps of the wicked political institutions that seek to enslave the destiny of the people of Nigeria. Scatter them by your wind of confusion. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, again, Father, we ask for the mystery of Babel, the spirit of confusion and internal confrontation in the camps of the wicked political institutions that seek to enslave the destiny of the people of Nigeria. Scatter them by your wind of confusion. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, lift up your voices, make them the prayer. Scatter them, Lord, confound their tongues. We have seen the nations of confusion, for it shall escalate as the day is drawing near. The mystery of Babel, the mystery of Babel, divide their voices, divide their visions, confuse them. Put your wisdom to the wisdom of Ahithophel. Turn it to foolishness. For the corporate intercession of this nation. Oh God, we ask that you come down into our nation. Confuse the languages. Confuse the tongues of these wicked, evil politicians. Internal crisis. Internal confusion.
In the mighty name of Jesus, let's read together 2 Chronicles chapter 20, 22 to 23. Let's read. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Amnon, of Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come up against Judah, and they were smitten. Lift up your voice and say, Father,
we ask
that the swords
of
those
who
want Nigeria destroyed be turned against each other.
We ask
that the swords of the killers be turned against their political senders and sponsors in this season. Let them help to destroy each other. Lift up your voice and pray. Jesus. Let's look at Numbers 23:23 together. Let's read. Surely there's no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? Lift up your voice and say, Father, we ask for the frustration of every enchantment or divination against the people and the nation of Nigeria in this season of election. We decree that every such veil of blanket of confusion, of manipulation, be made to make the wrong choice or cast the wrong vote, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for the frustration of every enchantment or divination against the people and nation of Nigeria in this season of election. We decree that every such spell of blanket of confusion or manipulation to make the wrong choice or cast the wrong vote be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray.
The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We are going to pray against blood sacrifice. These are the times where the politicians, the demonic ones, do blood sacrifice. All manner of disasters, all manner of catastrophe in order to win elections. We are going to pray and say, Father, we take authority over every attempted human blood sacrifice for the sake of the forthcoming elections. We decree all such attempts nullified and neutralized by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, we take authority over every attempted human blood sacrifice for the sake of the forthcoming elections. We decree all such attempts nullified and neutralized by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, open your mouth and pray. Authority over every attempted human blood sacrifice for the sake of the forthcoming election. We decree all such attempts nullified and neutralized by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every attempted human blood sacrifice for the sake of the forthcoming election. We decree all such attempts nullified, all such attempts neutralized by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' precious name. Proverbs chapter 23 and in verse 1. 25:1. Right, I think I missed something there. Where the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord,
as rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he wills. Father, we are asking, 21:1. Everybody read it together. I want to go. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. Father, turn the heart of Nigeria. Turn the heart of Nigerians in the direction of your will in these elections. Lift your voice and say, Father, we ask that you will turn the heart of the people of Nigeria like rivers of water in the direction of your will in the forthcoming elections. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, make the people of the land to vote your will. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, you can say, Father, we ask that you will turn the hearts of the people of Nigeria like rivers of water in the direction of your will in the forthcoming elections. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, make the people of the land to vote your will. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, we ask that you will turn the hearts of the people of Nigeria like rivers of water in the direction of your will in the forthcoming elections. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, make the people of the land to vote your will. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will turn the hearts of the people of Nigeria like rivers of water in the direction of your will in the forthcoming elections. Lord, in the name of Jesus, make the people of the land to vote your will. Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Finally, Romans chapter 8 and in verse 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, even to them who are the called according to his purpose. We are trusting God for the electoral officers to work together. Party agents to work together. Is it possible? Security personnel to work together for the right thing to be done. This party, that party, all of them are the polling booth. Say, no, all of us, we agree that the right thing will be done. So, fill in the right figure. That's right, it's okay. Do this, it's okay. Do this, it's okay. Where those who have been bribed to cause trouble will eat the money and do the right thing?
Yes.
Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, we ask that you will cause all things to work together towards your purpose in the forthcoming elections. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that all electoral officers, party agents, and security personnel will work together at the polls to get to bear the right results. Lord, in the name of Jesus, say, Father, we ask that you will cause all things to work together towards your purpose in the forthcoming elections, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we ask that all electoral officers, party agents, and security personnel will work together at the polls to bear the right results. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus, we ask that all electoral officers, all party agents, all security personnel will work together at the polls to get the right results, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Master Lama, Ike Paradagela, Le Paraja, Seke Pereira, Le Keperete, Sika Lina, Lama, Le Perete, Sika Katana, Le Perete, Seko Lama, Le Kasa, Seka Lama, Father, thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Finally, let judgment begin to answer. Everybody read Ezra chapter 7 verse 26. Ezra 7, 26. Ezra 7, 26. One to go. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him. Whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or to imprisonment. Lift your hands and say, Father, we ask that judgment will begin to answer in Nigeria on the head of every wicked man or woman, evil ruler or politician who has a plan to derail the purpose of God in this season. Father, let the judgment arise and answer on their lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let the judgment arise and land on their heads. Let the judgment arise and land on their heads. Let the judgment arise and land on their heads. Let the judgment arise on every wicked man or woman who will not let Nigeria rest. Let the judgment arise. Let the judgment answer. 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 Begin to answer. Urgently. 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 The Lord has heard us and answered in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands and appreciate him. Honor him. Worship him. We give you the praise. Lift your hands and worship him. Raise your hands everywhere you are. For this morning, give you the praise and the honor for your awesome, auspicious presence here. The Bible said, in that day, the burden shall be lifted from off your shoulder, and the yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. This day is that day in which this burden is being lifted from off your shoulder, and this yoke is being destroyed because of the anointing. Receive the touch of His power right now. Thank you, Father, for yokes that are breaking. Thank you, Father. You came here with the luggage on your shoulder. The Lord is lifting up that luggage right now. You came here with a burden on your heart, on your chest. The Lord is lifting it right now. Father, give us a testimony. Give us a testimony. Give someone a change of story. Thank you because burdens are lifted. Thank you because yokes are broken. Give the Lord a praise. Clap your hands, all ye people. Shout to the Lord. When I came up, I thought the choir finished ministry, and that ministration, I asked that people who had been touched by the power of God, who are here, if you are among them, touched by the power of God, I'd like you to step forward. Something happened, a definite encounter happened. And while we're praying for Nigeria, if God also give you an encounter in that regard, also step forward here, and the Lord confirm your healing. While I was ministering just now, God healed somebody of his shoulder condition that is not lifting. If you can lift that shoulder now, you'll confirm that God has healed you. Somebody's ear has just also popped open on the right ear that was not hearing before. Quickly step forward here. Father, thank you. Somebody by name Charity with hormonal imbalance. The Lord has healed you. Whether the imbalance is because breast milk is coming out of the breast or whatever the hormonal balance is, the Lord has healed hormonal balance in the life of a person by name Charity. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Who are you? All right, ask her what happened, what the imbalance is. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, I give you the praise, I give you the honor, for upon Mount Zion there is deliverance and there is holiness, and the sons of Jacob shall possess their possession. Lift up your right hand and say after me, say, Jesus, today I receive complete freedom, total freedom from every agenda of hell. In the name of Jesus, I receive freedom. I receive freedom. I receive freedom. I receive freedom. There is someone with a name that has A, G, and I. I don't know whether the name stops there. Like Archeon is small. But there is a demonic oppression in your body with a movement, with an ant-like movement in your body that God is delivering you from now. It's a spell, a witchcraft spell, and the Lord is delivering that person. A-G-I, whether it's the full name or it's part of the name or it's a surname, God is delivering you from that movement, that satanic agenda in your body, and it is being arrested right now. What's you? All right, step here. You say the name is what? A-G-I-G-K. And you used to have what?
I used to have movement as if ant is moving.
As if ant is moving in your body. Yes. Lift up your hands. Somebody lift your hands and say after me, in the name of Jesus. Say after me, every deposit.
Say
every witchcraft arrow.
Every occultic manipulation.
Every demonic deposit.
In my body.
In my life. Today is your end.
You are living now.
Go! Say every witchcraft attack.
Every demonic attack.
In my life, in my body.
Today is your end.
You are going now.
On your mask.
Get set.
Shall
go!
What is the spelling of the name?
A-G-I-N-A.
A-G-I-N-A. You see, A-G. Oh, this is A-G-I. It's the A-G. And what is wrong with her? This movement is also on the head. Step over here. And she is also A-G-I. And what is wrong? This is also A-G-I. A-G-I. You have it also on your body. Itching everywhere. All right, step over here. You are Aggie too. What is wrong? Movement on the head until it left a mark on the forehead. Can you show the camera? Movement on the head until it left a mark on the forehead. One word. Collateral damage to the devil. Step over here. Lift up your hands.
Lift your hands everywhere you are, and people, and say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Today.
Every attack of hell.
On my life. You are out. Every altar of witchcraft. Fighting my destiny.
Fire!
Every altar of witchcraft. Open your mouth and pray, people. Every altar of witchcraft. Every altar of witchcraft, your tenure expired. So shall it be. In the name of Jesus. Who took this sister?
Accurate word of prophecy.
Please take your seat, people.
You said there was a sister by the name Charity with hormonal imbalance. Her name is Charity. She has had hormonal imbalance for the past 10 years. She said she sees her menses once every 3 months. And she has also been placed on hormonal imbalance drugs. She said just last year, December, she saw you placing your hand on her womb. And that's what came for
Incredible.
Me.
Incredible. Lift up your hands. Dr. Miss Adventure, can you come forward? And just now, anything that is... Yes.
Incredible, sir. The same confirmation. Her name is Charity. Water coming out from both breasts since last year. She came out in confirmation of that prophecy because now she's healed.
She's now healed. Lift up your hands. Somebody say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, everything that is not balanced in my body, restore balance now. Restoration of balance now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It is done. Tell me what happened.
Yes, sir. You said a word came that someone had a locked shoulder, that shoulder was loose. She said on Thursday she got knocked down by a car and was pushed into the ditch, and she got up from there with a very terrible pain on her right shoulder, couldn't lift that hand. But as the word was declared, she said she lifted and then hand is free.
Incredible. Congratulations. Everything locked in your life is unlocked in the name of Jesus. Everything locked in your life is unlocked in the name of Jesus.
Sir, our sister, why at the first session when you were praying, sir, she said she saw a dark blanket covering the gate, spreading across the sea gate onto the stadium, and a hand came and tore it. And the Lord opened his eyes and he saw
her eyes,
sir. And she saw the God servant, Papa Edeko, with anointed oil, anointing the road into the city gates right now, sir.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Nigeria. We declare in the name of Jesus, every blanket covering our nation is set on fire. And we declare the anointing of God released upon our land. And our territory is free.
Our sister said, she heard you call her name. While the choir was ministering, she was experiencing itching on both legs. But when she was asked the Lord to visit her, and heard you call her name when she was praying, I didn't hear. I said, okay, what happened? The itching on her both legs instantly ceased. Stopped.
Incredible. You didn't hear when I called the name? Was it a general call?
And I stopped praying and then listening very well, and I heard the name AGI, so I got up.
Really?
But I had to anoint it all through. And then
all through. And night's over. It is returned back to hell. And you are free. Father, thank you for everyone here today. We give you the praise and the honor, because lift up your hands, all of you. Free. What are you out for? Your name, not charity for hormone imbalance. And it is over. What of you? Thank you, Jesus. What happened to you? What of you? What are you out for? Healing from what? Husband and herself have been afflicted with genotype situation. Now it is cancelled. In Jesus' name, what happened to you? All right. Father, thank you for all these people. I declare your testimony is permanent in the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand, everyone, everywhere you are, and say after me, say, Jesus, today I receive my change of story in the name of Jesus. I receive my deliverance in the name of Jesus. Say after me, say, Satan, your tenure in my life is over. Your agenda is over. I receive my freedom now. Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Please take your seat everywhere you are. Lift up your right hand anywhere you are in this assembly and all over the world watching right now. In need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven? You need Jesus to be Lord over your life? You want today to mark a new day in your life? Wherever you are, I'd like you to pray this prayer with me. And mean it with your heart. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name.